We spoke to a lot of our supporters, and they said that it would be great to have some kind of venue where they could go and with like-minded people and go for a coffee, a cake, catch up, maybe activities later down the line. So we decided to speak to the Cube and hire their facilities over a 3 month period, twice a month, just to see how it kind of goes.
I presume the idea is obviously to raise some money, but also, people that may be needing your support can potentially, visit too.
Yeah, to be honest, it's not really about raising funds for this venture of ours. It is more about giving something to the community. We feel that some of the there are coffee mornings and different things, but they're set for certain age groups or certain people, where we've decided to go fully inclusive. So anyone can come down between the times. I mean, our first one's tonight, which is 6 to 8 at the Cube. They can come down, they can have a coffee and a cake, or a drink and a cake, or a biscuit for £1. It's more about getting people together and having a safe space to go where there's like-minded people that they can talk to and get out and about. It's another way for people to come out that are sometimes isolated. We've been really, really lucky because we've had Blackmore Foundation, which are the owners of Spa, that have donated £80 to us towards some of the costs of the venue. And they also gave us a £30 voucher to set us up with the coffee and cakes and things for tonight. So, yeah, it is all about really more of a community feel than it is to raise funds. We just think it's important that people can come down and see us if they want to. We have actually got Spectrum coming tonight as well for anybody that is on the autistic spectrum or has a young person on the autistic spectrum. Someone will be there tonight if they want to have a private chat with them as well.
Fantastic, brilliant, and also, raising the awareness and profile of the charity is great.
Yeah, exactly. It's important that we've obviously expanded over the last few years, and it is important. It's still quite concerning that not everybody in the Harbour District, certainly even in Market Harbour, actually still know we exist. So we're really trying to. Last year we tried to push ourselves to get out in the community as much as we can, and this year going forward, the same again. We've got some amazing volunteers, more now than we had last year, which is good. So we're really hoping to raise our profile so people know that they have somewhere that they can go.